Greetings. This is News and a View from the Gunflint Trail. The universe is off into the decade with new dreams and ideas. Whereas hope is not a strategy, every one of us must commit to actively making life on this earth better than we've seen in the past few years. This means a resolution to integrity of effort and respect for the rights and sensitivity of others. In 2020, we must get civility back on track. Speaking of being back on track, Old Man Winter has returned to the Upper Trail. Following a taste of March over the Christmas break, the Upper Trail received a good dose of winter restoration as we bade 2019 adieu. Several inches upgraded the Milo Pine landscape, and the territory is refreshingly beautiful once again. Question is, will the crystalline makeover be here to stay? So far this season, winter character has been on the yo-yo, taking on aspects of states to the south, with cold for a while, only to be squelched with a period of warming. All of this melting and refreezing has made lake ice-making conditions inconsistent, but has set an early glaze on driveways and backcountry roads. After taking on ice 3 weeks ago, ice depths on Gunflint Lake have been slow to grow. A friend did a little drilling in this neighborhood a few days ago and found the icy cover ranging in thickness from 7 to 9 inches, 100 yards out. Further, this fresh dose of fluffy insulation has neither helped improve depth nor quality, as knee-deep slush is lurking in many places. So caution is advised. Gunflint Lake was quite talkative a few days ago. I'm not sure whether the prompt was from longing for cold or the relative warmth was causing a spiritual stir. Perhaps it was issuing a warning of snow on the way. Whatever the case, there was a lot of moaning and groaning with an occasional solo screech as the big ice block shifted about. Joining in on this natural world conversation, a choral rehearsal was heard from the Canadian side of the lake last Saturday. A pack of wolves was at the top of their voices. While the Gunflint Loon Lake pack has been in obscurity for some time, it could have been these locals or perhaps a gang from north of the border. Regardless, there was off and on howling throughout the day and into the evening, and I'm betting they were hovered around a setting of venison. Activity is coming alive once again as a shoulder season has faded in the distance. With a great new snow application and the holiday madness behind us, cross-country skiing enthusiasts will be pouring in along with power sledders. The territory will be abuzz next weekend with the annual Gunflint Mail Run Sled Dog Races. Activities will commence Saturday the 11th at 8 a.m. As usual, events will take off from the Trail Center Lodge and Restaurant on Poplar Lake and finish on Sunday from the wee hours to late afternoon. This colorful event is always a howling good time for both the mushing teams and spectators. Plan to check this mid-trail extravaganza out, but remember to leave pets at home. They can be a problem if mixed with the canine athletes. For more info, check things out on the Gunflint Mail Run website. Oh, and if you would like to volunteer, I'm confident there are still opportunities. This can be done on the website as well, or give volunteer coordinator Kathy Quinn a call at 218-387-3352. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is savored, come snow or more snow.